Hello and welcome to episode 1 of season 3 of the Hijinks TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Nick Nutbutt,
and I'm your not so friendly, not so neighborly, not so local, Batman.
Batman, did you really have to do that?
What, Dick?
Did you really have to just, like, be obnoxious there?
I was just following your lead, asshole. You're the one who asked me to co-host this shit with you.
Yeah, okay, but you don't need to fucking copy every single thing I do.
Well, can we not do this right now? We're trying to film the intro of season 3 in the very first fucking episode. Come on.
You're right, Batman. You're fucking right. It is episode 1 of season 3. Oh my god. In season 2, the world tour season, we toured the world. We entered 17 different countries. We got 8,400 plays. No, 8,700 plays is what we are up to right now. Oh my god. All right, Batman. What do we have lined up for this season?
Well, Dick, we've got a bunch of giveaways. And you guys have been messaging Dick here on Instagram. And asking for me to be reading some more of the Batman Chronicles. Along with some of the other Super Stoner League blogs up on the Tumblrs. And there's other stuff that's going to be happening.
You're right, Batman. There is so much stuff that's going to be happening. We're going to be having giveaways every fucking episode. That's right. We're going to be having at least 26 giveaways this season. There have been 40 people who have DM'd and then entered. I told you guys to enter, follow. DM'd and then followed. Told you guys to follow and then DM, but whatever. At least these 40 people have finally followed. So there's at least 40 people. We have more than enough people to do a giveaway every single episode. So, without further ado, let's get into episode 1. Batman, you want to take it away?
Yeah, sure. Sit back, get your cocks out, and away we go!
So this last week, our country has fallen into another little scare of the COVID pandemic. Isn't that right, Batman?
Oh my god, this shit is like really, it's getting old at this point, Dick. Like, it's not a pandemic, okay? It's clearly fucking not.
Yeah, you're right. I 100% agree with you on that. We don't agree that often, but I will 100% agree with you on that. This is not a pandemic. If this was a pandemic, people would be acting a lot differently rather than going about their everyday normal lives, going on vacations, going on traveling. You try to tell me people are not going on vacations and traveling right now. Try to tell me that. I will start snapping pictures of all the goddamn trailers that I see going through town.
You know what, Dick? I was walking around this morning poke day hunting at about 2:30 in the morning. Okay? 2:30 in the fucking morning. Normal people are sleeping, but I walk down to the local gas station down there, and what do I see at the gas pump?
What do you see, Batman?
I saw a goddamn travel trailer.
Oh, so people still are traveling?
Yeah, because we're not in a pandemic.
Yep, that's right. We are not in a pandemic. Less than one fucking week. All year long, we have been told that if you are positive with the COVID-19, that you need to go on 2-week quarantine. Less than one fucking week. All right, last week, and I find this very odd, but, you know, I do understand that the White House has different rules and stuff and different, you know, stuff that we don't have access to in the public. So, last week at 12:54 p.m., President Trump tweeted that he and Melania were positive for COVID-19. Okay. Then they went on quarantine he went on quarantine for like a couple of days. Got some antibiotic that was actually to treat COVID pneumonia. COVID pneumonia, not even COVID-19. He was diagnosed with COVID pneumonia and he was given some fucking treatment. And then he posted some fucking video saying every American should be given the treatment that I was given. I feel wonderful. Every American should be able to get this treatment. Well, President fucking Trump, if you would have altered the fucking medical when you got into office like Bernie Sanders would have done, everybody probably could have afforded the treatment for the COVID-19. We would not be in the middle of, I'm doing the air quotes right now, pandemic. And we would not be having so many deaths and so many positive cases. And oh my God, this is so fucking horrible. All right. So less than a week, he is all better. Apparently, all better. Less than a week. Less than 1 week. This guy has been given some medicine that is making him, make him all better. And he feels like every American should be able to get this treatment. Well, it's because of him and because of his politician friends that we cannot get said treatment. But also, we don't even know if all these fucking COVID cases, all these positive COVID-19 cases were actually COVID pneumonia. Not even COVID-19. Are you fucking kidding me? Now there's COVID pneumonia too and... nobody's gonna say shit about it. Everybody's gonna, oh, well, it's been around. No, it, what? So, how can you be 100% positive that any of the COVID-19 cases were not actually COVID pneumonia or some other COVID and was not COVID-19? Because how many of the COVID-19 tests were fucking bad? How many? Yeah, that's what I thought. So this season is called the Survivor Season for a reason. This season we are going to be, I'm going to be asking for you guys to send in stories about yourselves or maybe some of your family members, some of your close friends or, you know, whoever, about something that's happened in your life that you have survived through or that, well, in this first segment you'll understand a little bit more what I'm talking about. And, so, I'll give a little bit more information when I'm done with this. The first story I'm going to share is from when I was little. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but, I was somewhere between preschool and first grade. So I was pretty young. And I don't mean I was in kindergarten. It was this time frame was somewhere between those years. And we lived in a town, I want to say we were living in Port Orford, Oregon at this time. It was a nice three-story red house. Surrounded by woods and blackberry bushes. And my mom, I remember when it was blackberry season, we had so many blackberry bushes out in the yard that we would always have blackberry pie, blackberry jam, blackberry cobbler. We'd make our own little, like, Pop-Tarts, little puff pastries, blackberry ones. And we'd can blackberries. And it was a lot of fun. So, I have two older brothers. One of them is 20 months older than me. And then the other one is a few years older than me. So, my oldest brother decided that he was going to climb up into a tree. I take that back. He didn't decide to climb up into a tree. We had built a little tree house. We had started to build a little tree house in a tree. And he was up on the platform. But that was as far as we got to build it, was the platform and the nailing the things to climb up it. I remember that right now. That was... anyway. So he was sitting up on the platform and he was going to make a stink bomb. And the way he thought that you made a stink bomb was you popped the top off of a battery and got the acid out of it to use for a stink bomb. So he's up there, takes a nail, takes a hammer, sets the battery down, and pop! fucking battery explodes in his face. Battery acid in his eyes. He started screaming. Me and my brother run back to the house and tell my mom, hey, Tom's hurt. We need to go to the hospital. And here is the shitty part about where we lived at. The closest hospital was about an hour drive away, and there was no way to call 911 to get an ambulance out there. So we had to sit in the back seat with a bowl of water and a washcloth and just keep rubbing his eyes the entire drive to the hospital. When we got to the hospital, the doctors took care of what was going on, fixed him up. Had we not been rubbing the water on his face, though, he would have lost his sight completely. And a lot worse things could have happened. So here is a little warning. Do not try to make a stink bomb with a battery, and do not take a nail and a hammer to a battery. Unless you've got so much protective gear on. Like, seriously, don't do it. So the survivor season. My brother survived something that could have seriously injured him. I've got quite a few more stories to share throughout the survivor season. And what I'm asking is that my listeners, you guys head on over to Instagram, follow at @HIGHJYNXTV_podcast and send us a DM with your survivor story. It could be something that happened to you, something that happened to one of your friends, one of your relatives, something that happened to somebody in your town that you know. Excuse me. All right, well, let's get on with the rest of this episode. Hey, Batman.
Yeah, Dick.
You ready to do this next segment?
Yeah, I mean, I've been ready for a few minutes. Why, Dick?
What are you doing over there, Batman?
What do you mean? What am I doing over there? I'm sitting here waiting.
Yeah, but why are you squatting over there in the corner like that?
I'm working out my leg muscles, that's all.
Batman, what the fuck are you doing? What are you sitting on?
What? I'm not sitting on anything. I'm just pressed up against the wall here. Don't worry about it, Dick. Finish what you're doing. Hey, I'll be done in a minute.
What do you mean you'll be done in a minute? I thought you just said that you're ready. What the fuck are you doing over there, Batman?
Nothing, Dick.
Batman, why do you keep fucking grunting? I've heard you grunting like this entire goddamn time. What are you doing over there? What the fuck are you sitting on?
Nothing, Dick. Don't worry about it. Do you have any toilet paper?
What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. What's that over there?
Over where?
Okay.
Batman?
Yeah, Dick.
What the fuck is that smell?
Nothing. Nothing at all, buddy. All right. What are we doing on this podcast here?
Oh my god. Batman? What the fuck did you do? Did you just shit in my corner? Oh my fucking god. You piece of shit. Oh my god.
I'm not the piece of shit. That's the piece of shit.
Batman, that is so fucking foul. Holy fucking shit. Dude, get it out of here now.
That's gonna be a little difficult, you see. It's kind of wedged in there.
Wedged in fucking where? What the fuck, Batman? Are you kidding me? Why'd you do that?
You called me a shithead the other day. I wanted you to show you what a shithead looks like. So, you know your stuffy?
Batman, I swear to fucking Christ, dude, if you shit on my stuffy.
Well, you should probably go look in that bin now over there.
Nope, I'm fucking out. I'm out. So I've been shocked to see that I've actually had quite a few messages telling me that they would always be against Antifa. That Antifa has no place in our country, and that Antifa is horrible, going to ruin everything that we've worked for. All right. I've got a simple questionnaire to figure out if you are, in fact, for or against Antifa. And that simple test is this: do you want a country led by a dictator? If you don't know what a dictator is, I will give you a few moments to Google what a dictator is and what fascism is, and then you can answer yes or no, because I do not want a dictator leading this country, and I am Antifa, because anybody who is Antifa does not want a dictator. Anti-fascism. Fascism is a country, and this is the dumbest term that I could possibly think of. Dumbing myself down has dumbed myself down to explain this in the simplest of terms, so people stop getting confused and sending me dumbass messages saying that they are against Antifa, okay? Because Antifa is not a fucking group. Alright, Antifa, anti-fascism, okay? Fascism is a dictatorship. You're led by a dictator. I've said it all throughout season one and season two. I like my listeners to educate themselves further, so I've given you the words. Now you do the research and Google. Anti-fascism, fascism, dictator. Google those three words tonight, boys and girls. And tomorrow there's going to be a pop quiz. All right, well, that is going to wrap up episode one of season three. Oh, my God. Bum, 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 bum. I can't believe we made it this far. We will see if we will make it through season three. I don't know. Nobody ever knows what tomorrow is going to bring. All right. Well, I said last season we were going to be having a giveaway every single episode this season. That's right. We're going to have a total of 26 giveaways because we always got that bonus episode there. All right. So, this first giveaway, oh my God. All right, I'm going to DM this person every single podcast. All right, I'm going to DM the person, I'm going to DM the winner as soon as I hit process on this podcast. You're going to get a message. You have 24 hours from the time that I send that message to respond. If you do not respond with a mailing address, I don't need your physical address to your home. I just need an address to mail your prize to. If it is a mailable prize, if it's just like a gift card or something for some online store, I will just DM you the code for that card, and you can use the code for the card when you want, or give it to one of your friends or whatever. But you'll have 24 hours to respond to said DM. All right. So, the first winner of the fucking season 3, episode 1 giveaway is Martin Brown out of Georgia. You got 24 hours to send me my DM back, buddy. I'm about to send you a DM here in a few minutes, all right? So, you're gonna be looking for it. I want a DM back. If it is 24 hours and 1 second, I'm sorry, man. You got 24 hours. No longer. All right. This episode's been fun. The first two seasons were amazing. Let's see if we can get into any more countries. So far, we are listened to in 17 different countries. I can't remember them all right now. I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm not going to dig through my papers to try to find the list that I wrote down. We are listened to in 17 different countries. We have almost broke 9,000 plays. I was going to hold off until we hit that 9,000 mark. But I wanted to bring you guys a new episode. So, here it is. We're at 8,900 plays, 17 different countries. We're still trying to get into some more countries, you guys. So come on, give a share. Invite your friends to listen, share, and so on and so forth. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.